The Gemara in the Flamid is talking about what a Yirush can be tona for a Gazlan who steals from a Goy. Rav Huna tells the Avankari that when they buy Hadassim from the Goyim, they should make sure that the Goyim, that they put it on the Karka, are the ones who cut the Hadassim off from the Karka. Because Stam of the Kochavim Gazloni Arison in whom, we assume that the Kochavim steal their land. And Gezela is not going to be chal in the karka. So when is the Gezela chal? Only when you cut it off the karka. So the problem is, if Yush isn't going to be kona for the gazlan, then it's not going to be lochem. That's the problem, that we're afraid it's not going to be lochem. So Rashi pointed out, Rashi has a different gears from the Gemara. Rashi says that the chashash is tam akum gazle arasum Yisroel, that we're afraid that the goyim are going to steal karka from Yisroel. And the Shilta Gibarim added that we're talking about a mokom where rove karka from Yisroel. So we're afraid there's Gezel Yisrael over here, and that's why Yush is not going to be called for the Gaza. But it sounds from the Shulta Gibarim and Rashi that if we talk about stealing from an Akum, then Yush will be called for the Gaza. Even if the Yush occurs after the Maisa Gzela, the Gazlan took it, that's the case in Gzela, right? The Yush Bailam obviously has to occur after the Maisa Gzela. The Gazlan takes it, and then the Bailam are Messiahish later. So the implication of Rashi, the Loshon of Rashi implies that if the Gazan would steal from a Goy, then Yush would be kona for him. So we asked, how can that be? Gezel Akum is also. So l'chora, the dinim of Gezel Akum should be the same as Gezel Yisrael. If Yush isn't kona for the Gazan, by Gezel Yisrael, then by Gezel Akum also, Yush shouldn't be kona for Yisrael. So we answered that maybe pshat for Rashi and the Shulta Gibarim is that, you know, the Gemara Bava Kama says that the reason why Yush isn't kona for Gazan is Bisuras Liyadim. Bisuras Liyadim came into his hands. Be'issa. What does that mean? Tosis there, Bava Kama explains, it means the Kfarnes Chayev Mahashava, that the Gazlan already became Chayev to return the object, the Heshuva Sabzeva Shugazan. So once he's Nischayev Bahashava, then Yush is not going to work to remove that full Chayev Hashava. Maybe Yush will work to remove part of the Chayev Hashava of the Be'en, that he doesn't have to return the object because the Bailam have been Nistalik from the object, but he still has to return the Domim. And he'll fulfill the mitzvah sashava by returning the domin. He doesn't have to return the object, but he has to return the domin. So since he has a chiyav hashava in the domin, kfanes chayav hashava, the yush is not going to be kona legamri for him that he shouldn't have to return. The yush is not going to be kona legamri for him. Because right? He still has a chiyav hashava of the domin, so the yush is not going to be kona. So we suggest that maybe the pshat in Rashi, or Sameach wanted to say, that maybe the pshat in Rashi is that albeit there's an issue of Gezel Akum, but there's no Chiyav Hashava by Gezel Akum. That's the difference between Gezel Akum and Gezel Yisrael. By Gezel Yisrael, there's a Chiyav Hashava. So the Yisura Asaliyadi applies to Gezel Yisrael. Once he's Nischayav Hashava, so then the Yish is not going to be Kona. It's not going to be Kona Legami for him. But by Gezel Akum, you could say that the Gzeras HaKosav HaHeshavas HaGzela HaShagozav only applies to Gezel Yisrael, not to Gezel Akum. Zeres Hakosov that there's an Issa Gezel from the Akum, but the Chiyav Hashava doesn't apply there. As the Nesivus elaborates, also, right? He also mentions this that there's no Chiyav Hashava by Gezel Akum. Yisura the Avad Avad, you did the Issa, but there's no way to be misak in that Issa. So there's no way to be misak in the Issa. Then be Yisura Asliyad, it doesn't apply. You can't say Kfanes Chayav Hashava. There is no Chiyav Hashava. There's no Chiyav Hashava. So then, once there's a Yush, then he'll be Kona Legamri. Of course, he's still going to have to pay, but not b'toras hashava. Not b'toras hashava. Maybe taka by Gezel Akum, he's not mechuyev to pay. Maybe that's it. It's over, right? He doesn't have a chiyav hashava, so that's it. He did the iser. He doesn't have to pay. That's it. It's over. He did the wrong thing, but there's no chiyav hashava. So if there's no chiyav hashava, then we understand that Yish is going to be kona for him, and that's why it's going to be lachem. That's the osameach. You see this, the Charis ben Rashi, and the Shulta Gibarim. But the Rashba and the Ritva disagree. The Rashba and Chuvis and the Ritva here and the Sugya, they both say that Rav Huna's concern was even if the Akum were to steal karka from a goy, right? Even if Stam Akum Gazlonei Arisa from a goy, not just from the Yisrael, but from a goy, there still would be a problem. There'd be a problem for the Avankari because a Gazlon can't be kona biyush even by Gezel Akum. Even by Gezel Akum, since the Yush takes place after the Gezel. So the question is, how do we understand the Rashba and the Ritva? If we assume that there's no chiyuv hashava by the goy, so then there's no b'yisuras liyode. No b'yisuras liyode, so then the yir should be kol. Sefer Avodas David wants to suggest that we can explain the Rashba and the Ritva in one of two ways. That either they argue with the basic assumption, they assume that really there is a chiyuv hashava by Gezalachim, just like Gezal Yisrael, there's a chiyuv hashava by Gezalachim. And that's what the Rambam says, we pointed out. Rambam Milchus Gzeila, Perek Alav Halacha Bei, is right, that not only is there an Issa, the Rice of Gezalachim, there's a chiyuv hashava too. So if the Rashba and the Ritva hold there's a chiyuv hashava, then obviously there's nothing to discuss. If there's a chiyuv hashava, then they can learn like Tosfos and Bava Kamma, and they can say that Karnes Chayav Hashava, Bisuras Liyode, and therefore the Yush is not going to be Kona for the Gazlan, and that would be the problem in argument. But the other way to look at it is that maybe the Rashba and the Ritva agree that there's no chiyuv hashava by Gezalachim. They agree with that principle. If there's no chiyuv hashava by Gezalachim, so then what could be the problem? Why shouldn't Yush be Kona? Yush isn't Kona for the Gazlan because Bisuras Liyode. If they're not Nischayev Hashava, it's not Bisuras Liyode, so then Yush should be able to be Kona. Why did the Rashba and the Ritva say Yush wouldn't be Kona by Gezalachim? So the answer must be that the Rashba and the Ritva perhaps take a different approach to why Yush is not going to be Kona by Gazlan. What does Bisuras Liyode really mean? We keep on saying Taisis and Mavakame. Bisuras Liyode means Nischayev Hashava, so therefore the Yush is not going to work. Is that the only way to look at that concept? Maybe there's another reason why a Gazlan can't be part of the Yush. Ramban, in Bav Metzian, Mohammed Hashem, in the Chidushim, and Machavav and Mebeis, suggests a different approach to this Yisod. Why can't a Gazlan be part of the Yush? Let's first look at the Gemara, we'll look at the Ramban, try to understand what the Ramban says. Gemara in Bav Metzian, and Machavav and Mebeis, person sees a sela shenafla. What does that mean? So as Rashi explains, it means that he sees a sela falling from a person. He knows whose aveda this is. He knows whom it belongs to. But let's say the guy gets on the bus. I mean, he sees the sela falling. Yeah, the person walks on the bus. He's fiddling with his wallet to get ready to pay the bus driver. And the dollar falls out of his pocket. He gets on the bus, and the bus leaves. I'm 100 feet away. I see exactly what's going on here. Raw Sela Shanafla, the individual sees the Sela Shanafla. Normally, we assume that Yush works by Ma'os, because people, at the time of the Gemara, these people were constantly checking their pockets. So we assume that that's not going to be a Yush Shalom Midas. If you don't see the person who dropped the money, you come across money. And you can assume that there was Yish violent. That's not a Yish Shalom Midas, that there's going to be a Yish in the future when he finds out that he doesn't have his money. No, that's a Yish Midas because the Bailam were Messiah before you picked up that money. Because we assume that people are constantly checking their pockets and they were Messiah already. It's over. But here, we're not talking about that. We're talking about that there was a Yish later. There's not a Yish immediately. Why? But the person always checks his pockets. The answer is because immediately, almost 10 seconds, 20 seconds after, half a minute, whatever, after the person dropped the money, you pick it up immediately. So you didn't have a time to check his pockets. I mean, it takes a little while, a minute, right? But you picked it up immediately. The guy is not here anymore. It's gone. So there wasn't a Yush Bailam. We know there wasn't a Yush Bailam. He didn't check his pockets yet. He's picking up his wallet, but he didn't check his pockets yet. Ra sela shenafla, not la lifna Yush amanas legoz. Let's say you pick it up, and you say to yourself, I know it's his. But I want to steal it. I want to take that money. So over b'chulam, then you violate three different mitzvahs. Mishum lo sigzo, mishum ashev teshivim, and mishum lo sucha lehisalim. You violate three different mitzvahs. The isik zela, and then an asay and alav. There's an isser lo sucha lehisalim, not let hide your eyes from the aveda of your friend. And there's a mitzvah hashev teshivim, alav and an asay. So you violate all three, says the Gemara. Even if you taka returned it after Yush, sela shenafla, mistama the Bailam with taka misyayish. Later, you meet the guy, you live in the same community, you see, but you just didn't want to return it initially. You wanted to take it to steal it, but then you return it to him. You don't accomplish anything, according to Pasha to read in the Gemara. It's matana ba'alma. You're not accomplishing anything by returning it after Yush. Not lo lifna yirish amanas nach zero la'acha yirish miskavin la'gozla over mishum hashiv toshivim. But if you took up, if you picked up the aveda initially amanas lach zero, you wanted to return it to the bailim, then there was yirish bailim, then you were mechavin to steal it. So you violate hashiv toshivim. Usucha lehisalim, you don't violate because you picked it up amanas lach zero. Gezel, you can't violate lo sigzel because you didn't steal it from the guy. You only had kavana to steal it later. It's not called gzela. But hashif teshivim, you're going to violate because you're not giving it back. Not giving it back. That's the good one. Right? You pick up an aveda almanas legozla, then you violate three lavim. It says the Gemara, even if la'acha yish, you return it, matana ba'alma hu diyadla, yisur da avarav. You pick it up almanas lachzira, says the Gemara, then you don't violate anything. But if you don't return it after Yiyush, then you violate Hashem Teshiva. That's the Gemara. So all the Rishonim stop on this Gemara. They ask a very simple question. Tosus right here. Here's the simple question. How can the Gemara say that not Lam and us, the Gozla, is over the Kulam, and there's no way to be Misaka in the Lavim that you violated, the essence that you violate? It's only a matana ba'alma. If after years you decide to return it to, it's just a matana ba'alma, you're not going to be misakin anything, why not? You violate the isak zela, so we have a way to be misakin. The Torah tells you how to be misakin. Even if you violated the isak zela, even if you violated the mitzvah say of hashif teshivim, because you had in mind not to return it, you had in mind to steal it, so do it now! Return it now! After years, so what? That you took it, amanas legozla. So you violated the lavim and the essay of hashif teshivim, but you have a way to be misakin. So what's the Gemara talking about? But matana ba'alma hu diyovle? Yisur da'avad, what are you talking about? Heshav sakzeh ha'shagazel. The Torah was menatek the lav with an essay. The Torah linked the essay to the lav. So they said, if you're meshav sakzeh, then you're menatek the lav. You get it, you get rid of it. Vim tomar fraktosis. The Gemara in Chulin says that lo sigzel is a lav hanitek laasei. It's connected to v'heishiv. Okay, kaven de le'inyin gzeila lo mikri matana gam hashiv teshivim lo malotikin. Lo sigzel you can be misakin with v'heishiv, so hashiv teshivim should also be able to be misakin with v'heishiv. Hashiv teshivim. It says hashiv teshivim, so you're being meishiv. So what's the problem? Yeshlomo says Taisus Lokoi Ella Lab Lo Suchal Lihis Ale Shaovar Shalohech Zekodim Yirush. The Taisus says in a remarkable chiddush. Taisus says when the Gemara tells us that Matan Abam Udiyov, if you return it after Yirush, is Matan Abam, you're not misaken anything. What does it mean? You're not misaken. You're misaken. You're not misaken Lo Suchal Lihis Ale, but you can be misaken Lo Sigzal and Hashiv Teshuvah. Gemara de Gechidish, against the Pashtus of the Gemara. The Pashtus of the Gemara is that you violate three things, and even if you return it after years, you can't be misakin anything. The Taisus is so bothered, he says, no, enochanami. The Gemara is only talking about one lav, sucha lehisalim. But hashev teshivim, lo sigzal, that yitaka can't be misakin, because the Eishav zela shagazal is the tikkun of the isak zela, and hashev teshivim also, you can be misakin by returning the object. The Taisus took the teeth out of this Gemara. Isis took the whole teeth out of the Gemara because he says you really can't be misaka in the Isik Zela, not la manas la gozla, and then there's Yush. If you return it afterwards, then you're misaka in the Isik Zela, you're misaka in the Isik Zela, you're misaka in the Hashif Teshive, Osucha Lissalim is the only thing that you can't be misaka. Okay. Comes the Ramban and says, no, that's not the Pasha Tribe of the Gemara. He quotes a go, not the Vilna go. Yehudoi go. Right? He quotes one of the Gaonim. He wants to suggest that we should take the Gemara Kipshuto. Gemara has to be taken Kipshuto. That not la manas la gozla, you pick up the aveda manas la gozla, and then there's yush, svafal. It's lost. You can't be misaken anything. Even this exactly can't be misaken. Hashiv teshivim, you can't be misaken. Why? Why? Because you've been kona already. Not la manas la gozla, you've been kona biyush. And once you're kona biyush, there is no way to be missed. It's yours. There's no way. There's no chiv hashav anymore. You've been kona biyush. There's no chiv hashav. If you return it, it's just a matana ba'alma. Why? Why? Isn't Tosus right? The Eishav Zagzela Shagazel is a tikkun for the Isak Zela. It's a tikkun for Hashiv Teshivim. So why can't you be kona? Why can't you be misakein the Issa Gzela. Why can't he be Misakin Hoshif the Shiva? So that's the Ramban on page 7. If you have a packet, maybe you'll follow along with me. Zok the Ramban. The Gemara really holds that if you return the Aveda after Yush, it's too late. You've been Kona Ligami Biyush, you're not going to be Misakin anything. You're not misaken anything. It's matana ba'alma. There's no chiv hashava. There's no chiv hashava b'chlam. Why is that? Why is that? Didn't it come to his hands be'isik zeila? Came to his hands be'isik zeila, so how can he be kona b'yush? We just said, if the object comes to the gazlan's hands be'isir, so then the yush is not going to be kona for the gazlan. That's the gemar b'vakam. So this is also a case of gezel. The Gemara tells you that you violate the Issa gezel. So if you violated Lo Sigzo, now there's Yush Bailam, then the Yush is not going to work. Yush never works for the Gazlan. It's Bisura Saliyade. So how can we say it's just a Matana Ba'alma? It's Bisura Saliyade. The Yush didn't work. So if the Yush didn't work, then the Hashava should be Misak in the love. Dr. Ramban, it's merely milsa tuba. Hechi over al bal tigzo halav shenipik glasei the siveish v'sagzela. V'chinami yoshev v'shivei meisei la'olam v'chiyu v'inami mechayev be. Toki osa liyadi b'isura osa liyadi mechayev la'adura. If b'isura osa liyadi, then you shouldn't work. You should have a chiv hashava. The ikal amem is Dr. Ramban. The whole va'aveda nikneis b'yush l'gamri. The aveda is nikneis b'yush. Says the Ramban, Aveda is different. Aveda we know is Niknes B'Yush. So once it's Niknes B'Yush, then you can't fulfill the Heshev Sagzela Shagoza. Velodomi L'Shar Gzelus. The Ramban admits that there is a Gzela over here, not Lamanas L'Gozla. But he said it's not similar to other Gzelus. Why? She'enon Niknos La'olam L'Gami. Other gzeilos can never be nikna legami la'olam. To become makom mechayev b'demayim. Even if Yush is going to work to remove the chiyav hashav of what? Of the be'en. But Yush doesn't work for the gazlan to remove the chiyav hashav of the domim. You're still chayev b'demayim. V'chimachzir tokin. When you're machzir the object, it's like being machzir the domim, then you'll be masakin. Masha'en came b'zir. Aveda is different. By Gzela, Yush is not going to work for the Gazlan to be Kona Lagamri. Still has a Chiv Hashava mitzad the Domi. Even if the Chiv Hashava mitzad the object falls away with Yush, but the Chiv Hashava mitzad the Domi he still has. So when he returns the object, then he's Misakein the Lab because he was Mekayim the Heshiv. But by Aveda, he's Kona Lagamri, not Lamanas Lagozla. Then there's Yush, he's Kona Lagamri, but Yush, that's why. It's matana ba'alma hu diyoiva, that he's not going to be misakin anything. The Ramban is trying here, but he hasn't gotten there yet. What's he saying? I mean, he's just said words, but he hasn't explained anything yet. So he realizes he hasn't explained. He's going to ask. He's going to embellish. But the Ramban sets us up. He says, look, I understand. There is a gzela in this case. He picks the aveda up. There is a gzela. Lo sigzel is violated, but it's not like shar gzelas. Trust me, it's not like shar gzelas. There, he still has a chi of hashava in the form of the dhamma. But here, aveda, he's going to be kona legan. How does that work? He says. U'dikakashalach harei lo kena d'chiyos liyadei b'yisuyos liyadei mishamitziyam nami mechayev la'adura. I know you want to make that chilek, but what's the chilek? Bisura Saliyadi over here. He took it, but it's the gezel. So what's the... How can Yush work? No kash is up there on that. Here he gets to the point. The chiyaminan hachinami, the chiyaminan hachi, when do we say Bisura Saliyadi? Hani mi li shenot lamanas lach zira. When do we say Bisura Saliyadi legabe aveda? Listen carefully. When do we say Bisura Saliyadi and Yush is not going to work? That's if you pick it up from an Aslach Zira. You want it to return the Aveda. Then the Yush is not going to be Kona for you. Shekevon Shneschai Bashova, V'chal Alei Mitzvah Sashef Teshivim, Lopaka Minei La'olam B'Yush. Right? You pick the Aveda up. Amanas lach zero. Not the Ramban. That's bisuras liyade. That's what we call bisuras liyade legabe aveda. And you're not going to be kona biyush. Shivlo kain kol aveda muter esim labo by the miyad sharei nisyashu. Every aveda, the bialim are going to be misyash. So it doesn't matter if the bialim don't come immediately. There's going to be yush. So you should never have to return anything. Okay, interesting idea. But what's the svara? Right, not lamanas lach zero. Zokter Ramban bisuras liyade. The yush is not going to work. Why? Why? It says the Ramban a tremendous kiddush. But didn't it? It's a svar. The mishnas is yodo ki abaylim v'shomer shel baylim. Hilchach lo koni lo la olam biyush she'achakach. Dr. Ramban, what's bisuras liyade legabe aveda? That means that if I pick up the object amanas lach zira, and then the yush only occurs later, then I have a chiyuv of hashev teshivim. What happens? The motze aveda becomes a shomer of the bailim. Yodo kiyar habailim. Yodo becomes kiyar habailim. When he has the aveda birshus, so he has the aveda in his home, it's like it's birshus habailim. It's physically not in the mokum of the bailim, it's not in the home of the bailim, but halachically it's birshus habailim, because the shomer is yodo kiyar habailim. So therefore the yush afterwards is not going to work. But here, this person is stealing the object. Right? Not lamanas legozla. The enoch anami the mechayev kodim yush. The hashif teshivim hol va'asal liyode. He's chayven hashif teshivim beforehand. Avol mikomakom gzeilahi. Shari lo lachzira nabi. He didn't take it lachzira. He took it to steal. So he took it to steal. Zok the Ramban amar de kachidush. Varehi lebalea kimunachas bekarka. He takes it amanas legozla, then this idea that the item is b'shus habaylim, even though it's in the hands of the finder, that applies if he takes it to return it to the baylim. If he takes it to return it to the baylim, then he's an extension of the baylim. He's a shomer of the baylim. When a shomer is holding someone for the mafkid, so the shomer is holding something for the mafkid, then the object is viewed as being b'shus ha-mafkid. It's b'shus ha-bailim. It's not physically in the bias, in the base ha-bailim, but it's b'shus ha-bailim. The same thing over here. If someone picks the aveda up on manas lach zira, so he's like a shomer of the bailim, so the object is b'shus ha-bailim. So yiush is not going to work on such an object. But if he takes it on manas legozla, he's not the shomer of the bailim. He didn't take it to be the shomer of the bailim. He didn't take it to return the object to the bailim. So he's not a shomer of the bailim. It's not b'shus ha-bailim. It's kemunachas bekarka. Physically, it's in the base ha-motze, so to speak, right? It's in his home. But it's like it's munachas bekarka vis-a-vis the bailim. It's not b'shus ha-bailim. It's not b'shus ha-bailim. If it's not b'shus ha-bailim, then the yish can't work. That's the chilek that Ramban says. If he picks up the aveda to return it, then he becomes a shomer of the bailim, yadok yad ha-bailim, it's still b'shus ha-bailim. And yush is not going to work in such a case. But if he picks it up on manas legozla, then he's not a shomer of the bailim, it's not yadok yad ha-bailim, it's not b'shus ha-bailim, it's not b'shus ha-bailim, then the yush can work. That's the chiddush. Hilchach says the Ramban, this is talking about that he picked it up on manas legozla, lo machay v'ashiv teshivim lacha yush, v'hach gzeila trei kuli isla. It's tzvei dinim. Brisker Ramban. And he says, not the laveda amanas legozla. There are tzvei dinim over here. On the one hand, it is an aveda, but on the other hand, he picked it up amanas legozla. So the yush that wouldn't work if he picked it up amanas lach zira will work. Because the whole reason why lagabi aveda yush doesn't work is because he's a shomer of the bailim. He's a shomer of the bailim. But if he picks it up on Manas Lagozla, he's not a shomer of the Baal, so therefore the yush is going to work. That's the yisod of the Ramban. Now, what does the Ramban mean? What does this Ramban mean? You pick up the Aveda Manas Lagzira, so then the Ramban says, Visuras Liyode, the yush is not going to work for him. Why? Because he's a shomer of the Baal. So yush doesn't work. What does that mean that yush doesn't work if he's a shomer of the Baal? But the Baal are mistalik from the Chayfitz with yush. What does that mean that yush doesn't work? What does that mean that Yush doesn't work? The Ran quotes this Ramban. Shadusha Ran above Mitzvah. He quotes the Ramban. And he says that it's a din, right? In the second column in page 8 of the Ran. Kevin Shanasa, fourth point. The Kevin Danasa Shomesh of Bailam Havalabe the Zukilahu Bushus Bailam Lagami. Mishimachi Yu Shaba Achakach and Yochal Lafia Mehem Ho Aveda Zu Shahu Bushusa. The Yiyush after the Motze becomes the Shomer of the Bailam can't be Mafkia this Aveda that's Bushusa. The Yiyush that comes after can't be Mafkia the Aveda that's Bushusa Bailam. What is the Ran saying? What does the Ramban mean? So someone will explain, I think the Chazon Ish has a lashon like this, and others say as well, that what Yush accomplishes, Yush is a strange concept in general. Yush, the Bailam are not makne anything, Yush is not hefke. It's Yush, it's a different, l'chor, it's a different concept. Rashi and Bava Kama in Sanat Rav have a strange lashon, says that Yush is a lashon hefke. But that's not the conventional wisdom. Most Rishonim assume that Yush Lachud and Hefka Lachud. It's not the same. Hefka means I'm mafkir an object. I motzi it from my Rishus. I'm pushing it away. I'm pushing it away from my Rishus. Yush, I'm mistalik from the object. I'm not being mafkir. I'm mistalik from it. I'm pulling away from it. I'm saying I give up hope, so I'm pulling away from it. But where is it? It's Ovud. It's Ovud for me. I don't know where it is. Right? Either I don't know where it is, it's Ovid in the sense that it's lost from me, or someone stole it from me. It's Ovid from me. It's not Bershusi. It's not in my control. What Yush does is it's mashlin the shame of it. That's the Loshim that they use. It's mashlin the shame of it. A person can't be Kone B'Yush until the object is Ovid from the Bailim completely. So Yush is mashlin the shame of it, and it enables a person to be Kone with that Yush. So that's what the Ramban is saying. The Ramban says, you know what the problem is over here? If the Aveda falls from the Bailim and the Motze picks it up Amanas Lach Zira, so what happened? He picks it up Amanas Lach Zira, so then the object is still Bishus HaBailim. Yiyush Bishus HaBailim is not going to work because it's not Ovid from the Bailim. It's not Ovid from the Bailim. Ovid from the Bailim means it's not Bishus HaBailim. When the Bailim lost the object initially, fell out of their pocket, so then it's not Bershusa. Bershusa means that it has to be under the control of the Bailim. Aveda is not Bershusa Bailim. Bershus means in control. The Aveda, when it falls out of the hands of the Bailim, it's not Bershusa Bailim. The Motze picks it up, Amanas Lach Zira, Nochamol, it is Bershusa Bailim. It's in the control of the Bailim. If the Bailim were Messiahish, when it's Munachas Bikarka, so that Yush would be mashlim the shem avud. Now it's completely avud from the bailim. The bailim not only a mistalik, but now it's completely avud. Now anyone who picks it up is free to be zocheh in its object. But if the motze picked it up amanas lach zira, now he becomes the shomer of the bailim. Yodo ki ara bailim. Now nochamol it's brishus a bailim. Once again it's brishus a bailim. Yush brishus can't work. The soul of the Ramban is that Yush brishus. Is not a Yush. That's not a Yush. Yush Bishus HaBailim is not a Yush because it can't be mashlin the shame of it. It's not Ovid from the Bailim. Dover Shu Bishus HaBailim. Ain't no Ovid in Abayim. If you can't get to first base, so then you can't complete the job. Right? First, the object has to be Ovid from the Bailim. The Miktsas, right? It's not Bershusa. The Yush is Mashlin, the shame Ovid, and allows the person to be Zoche in the Chayfetz. But if it's Bershusa Bailim, then the Yush is not going to work, because it can't be Mashlim anything. There is no Ovid from the Bailim. It's Bershusa Bailim. It's like a Shomer, a Pikodom. Look, what? If someone picks up a bikkurim, he can be zochin the bikkurim. It's ridiculous. It's brishus abaylam. It's not over from the bialim, so you can't be calling it that. And the bialim are not messiahish from the bikkurim either. But the point is, it's brishus abaylam. So here, if the motze picks up the item, then it's brishus abaylam. Once it's brishus abaylam, then even if the bialim are messiahish, yush only works once it's over from the bialim. Once it's not brishusim, but if it's brishus abaylam, then it's not going to work. That's if the motze picks it up on manas lazir. If he picks it up on manas legozir, what happened? It never went into the Rishus HaBailim. It's not Rishusa. So it's not b'shusim, and then the Bible attack on this yaish. And the yush is mashal m'shem avod. It's not a yush b'shus. So it's not a yush b'shus. The yush can be mashal m'shem avod, and then a person is going to be able to resolve the complaints. That's the Rambam's yisod. That's the Rambam's yisod. The Ktos points out, Ktos achoshin it's in shin samach aleph sekot and beis. I didn't assign it. But you can look there. The Ktos develops this idea that Tosis and Bava Kama and the Ramban Rav Metzia have two different approaches to this whole sukkah. And he points out that according to the Ramban, the kasha of Tosis and Bava Kama doesn't really begin. The Ramban has a very simple pshat in the Gemara and Bava Kama. We were troubled with how to read the Gemara and Bava Kama. The Gemara is a suffix where the Yush is kona on a Daraisa level or a Rabbonan level. Rabba has a suffix. So he said, what's the suffix? Look at the Lashon of the Gemara. Seems like it's one way, but it's not working with the halacha. Gemara says, do we say that Yush is kona? Right? Aveda is such a thing that Yush can be kona there. So maybe by Gzela it can also be kona. Aveda and Gzela are really the same. If Yush is kona legabe Aveda, then it can be kona legabe Gzela too. Or else, says the Gemara, no, Aveda is different. Aveda beteras liyode, Gezel is bisuras liyode. Maybe if bisuras liyode, then Yush is not going to be kona. It sounds like a very nice suffix. Right. The suffix of the Gemara is, are Aveda and Gzela similar, or are they different? That's what the suffix sounds like. But Tosis says, I don't understand. Aveda also, if it's Bisuras Liyade, so then Yush is not going to work. If you pick up the Aveda before Yush Bailam, then Yush is not going to work. So what's the suffix of the Gemara? So it comes out from Tosis, really, that the suffix of the Gemara is not whether Aveda and Gzela are similar or not. The suffix of the Gemara is whether Bisuras Liyade is going to be a problem. Right? Meaning, If the Gazlan picks up the object, it's Bisuras Liyadeh, it's Kfar Nischayav Hashava. If the Motze picks up the Aveda before Yush Bailin, then it's also Bisuras Liyadeh. And then the Yush, if you hold Bisuras Liyadeh is a problem, then the Yush is only going to do what? It'll take away the Chiyav Hashava of the Be'en, but not the Chiyav Hashava of the Dhamma. So the suffix of the Gemara is, do we say that Bisuras Liyadeh is not a problem at all? Just because Kfar Nischayav Hashava, so what? Doesn't matter if you have the Yush, even though he's Nischayav Hashava, he's Kona Legamer. Bein Ba'aveda, Bein Bigzeda. Or do we say, no, Bisuras Liyadeh is a problem? If he picked the Aveda up, Beheter, after Yush, that'll be Kona. He picks the Aveda up, Be'isser, before this Yush, he's not going to be Kona Legamer. Right, Bisuras Liyadeh is a problem. The whole suffix of the Gemara, according to Tosis, is Bisuras Liyadeh means whenever Nischayav Hashava, so then he's not going to be Kona Legamri B'Yush. He might be Kona Le'inyin, that there's no Chiyav Hashava of the Be'en, but he might not be Kona Le'inyin L'Chiyav Hashava of Damim. The suffix of the Gemara is, do I say no? Do I say Bisuras Liyadeh is not a problem? That even though Nischayav Hashava, he's Kona Legamri, right? Is Kona Legamri the object? Or do I say no? He's only Kona Le'ini, that there's no Chiyav Hashava in the Be'en, but he's still going to have a Chiyav Hashava Dom. That's the whole Gemara according to Tosis. Tosis turns the Gemara on its head and basically says the suffix of the Gemara was not, are Aveda and Gzela similar? Or do we say that Gzela is different? It's not the suffix. The suffix is Bisura Asaliyadeh going to be a problem and it's going to prevent a person, right? One who finds the Aveda, the Gazlan, is it going to prevent the person from being Kona B'Yish, or is it not going to prevent the person from being Kona B'Yish? That's the suffix according to Tosis and Bava Kama. Okay? Comes the Ramban and says something totally different. Right, again, what's the suffix in Bava Kama? Suffix in Bava Kama is a Gazlan. I am Gazlan Kona B'Yish. What's the suffix? According to Tosis and Bava Kama, the suffix is like this. Can Yush be misalik the Chiyav Hashava entirely, even if Bisuras Liyadeh
he took it, / picked it up, depending on the case that you're talking about, before Yish. Right? Yisuras Liyade. Or Yish will only be misalek the chiyav hashava to the end if he's surasli yad. Bisura asli yad. Beza alef alef lam.
That's the subject of the Gemara Bava Kama claim for cases. Avada, it'll be able to be, Yush will be able to be misalik the chiyav hashava of the Be'en. But the question is, can it even be misalik the chiyav hashava of Domi? Can it be able to be called Legamri?
Right? Is the Gazlan going to be called Yush? Legamri! I can Yush be misalik the chiyav hashava entirely, even, let's add, even the chiyav hashava the Domi? The Domi? Even though Bisuras Liyada, he took it or he picked it up before Yush, he took it, Gazma, picked it up, Aveda, before Yush, or do we say no? Then Yush is Messiah, the Chiyav HaShavah, the Be'en, but not the Domim. So he's not going to be Kona Lagamri. He still has the Chiyav HaShavah, the Domim. That's the subject of the Gemara according to Tosis and other Kona. Zot B'Ktsois, but the Ramban is not learning like that. The Ramban says that if someone picks an Aveda up on the Naslat Zira, why is Yush not going to be Kona afterwards? Because it's Yush Bashus. It's a totally different reason. It's not because Klan is Chayav Hashava. It's not because he got it the Geza. It's Yush Bashus. According to the Ramban, the subject in the Gemara could be, do I say that Bisura Asaliyade Klan is Chayav Hashava is not a problem at all? The first side of the Gemara is that even if Klan is Chayav Hashava, so what? Yush is misalik every part of the Chiyav Hashava. So what do we say in Hashava? Right? Do we say, Aveda, if you pick it up, Yush can work? Aye, but Aveda, we know that if you pick it up before Yush, the Yush is not going to be Kona? No. By Aveda, the Yush is not going to be Kona because it's Yush Bershus. So do I say that the only reason why Yush shouldn't work at Bisura Saliyode is because it's Aveda, it's Yush Bishus Abaylim, because the Aveda is Bishus Abaylim if he's picked up on Aslav Zira. That's the only Svar of Bisura Saliyode. But if the only reason why Bisura Saliyode is Kvaras Chayav Hashava, that's not a problem by Yush. Yush can be Masalik the entire Chayav Hashava. Or do I say there's a new din of Bisura Saliyode? That even if Nischayev Hashava, the Yush is not going to be able to be Masalek, the Chiyav Hashava Lagam. That's the subject of the Gemara according to the Ramban. It's mamish beautiful. It's licked in the verit of the Gemara. The Gemara had said the subject is, do I say Gzela is like Aveda? What does that mean? Ramban will say Gzela is like Aveda, that just because Nischayev Hashava, right? Just because Nischayev Hashava, that doesn't mean that Yush is not going to be Masalik the Chiyav Hashava. If not Lamanas Legozla, Aveda and Gzela, Mamish exactly the same. The fact that by Aveda, if you pick it up before Yush, the Yush is not going to work, that's a totally separate reason. That's because Yush Bershus doesn't work. Aveda is unique, right? There's a special din that Yush is not going to be Kona Aveda if the Yush occurs after the person picks it up. Not because Kfar Nischayev Hashava. Right? The Ramban learns, the subject is like this. Not what is the koach of Yush if Bisura Asaliyade, but what does Bisura Asaliyade mean? Ramban posits that Yush can't be Kona if Bisura Asaliyade. The Gemara Bava Kama knew this. Can't be Kona if Bisura Asaliyade. Impossible. The suffix is, what does Bisura Asaliyade mean? does it mean that Yush Bershus doesn't work? That's what it means? Yush Bershus Abayam doesn't work? If that's what it means, it's limited to what? It's limited to what? Aveda? It's a din that applies only to Aveda? Not Lamanas Lach Zira. If Mishas Abaylin, so Yish is not going to be Konin. Or what does it mean? What does it mean? What does it mean that if Nischaya Bar Shova, then Yush can't remove the Chiyav HaShava completely? Can't remove the Chiyav HaShava?
So he's not going to be able to become the object. The suffix, according to Taisvis, is can be sura, can Yush work if Yisuras Liadik? Fine. Nischaya Bar Shova, do you say that the Yush can be Kona Lagami? Or do you say, no, it's not going to be Kona Lagami? Nischaya Bar Shova, there's something in the object, the Yush can't be Kona. Rabban says, if Yisuras Liadik can't be Kona. There's no, that's not the suffix of the Gemara. The suffix of the Gemara is Geza like Aveda, or is it not? The first side is that Aveda is unique. Yisuras Liadik means what? It means that if it's Yish Bershus Abayim, it's not going to work. Not Lamanas Lach Zira, you'd pick up an Aveda, it's Yish Bershus Abayim, it's not going to work to be Kona. The second side is, no, maybe there should be another type of Bisuras Liyadi. Maybe Bisuras Liyadi means, I didn't write this properly, maybe Bisuras Liyadi means that if, let's say it like this, okay? Bisuras Liyadi, according to Rabban, means that if the object is taken begezel, then Yiyush can't remove the Chiyav HaShava. A new Misuras Liyad, that even if the object is taken begezel, it's Bisuras Liyad, it's a new Bisuras Liyad. Taken begezel, the Yush can't rule the Chiyav HaShava, he's not going to be able to become the object. Different shot in the suffix in the Gemara. We're not there yet. But this is what the Ramban is saying. Think about it, digest it. And there's one more step to go, yes.
So going to the second side, so what would be the reason behind that if you take the
Yush can't rule the Chiyav HaShava? That's the next step.
No. Ramban says Bisuras Liyodeh by Aveda means that it's Munachas Bershus Abaylim. Yush Bershus doesn't work. You can't be Mashlim the Shem Ovud if it's Bershus Abaylim. This new idea that Bisuras Liyodeh, you take it Begezel, so therefore the Yush is not going to work. Maybe it doesn't exist. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe it does. That's the suffix of the Gemara Bava Kama. Can Yush be Kona for a Gazlan? Because you're asking, is there a new din of Bisuras Liyodeh that you took something Begezel? You took something together. Aveda, that's a different Bisuras Liyadi. Right? You pick the Aveda up, Amanas Lach Zira, that's quote unquote Bisuras Liyadi because it's Yush Bershus. Right? It's Bershus Abaylim. So you can't take that. Yush can't be Kona for you. It's Bershus Abaylim. So it belongs to the Abaylim. Yush is not going to be mashed in the Shem Ovud. It's not going to enable you to be Kona. Naftali asks, what does it mean? If you take it together, it's Bisuras Liyadi, Yush can't be Kona. What does that mean? But I have an even more basic question. The Ramban is trying to explain the Gemara in Bava Metzia. We're not finished. We're not finished with the Ramban. The Ramban is finished talking, but the Ran is not finished talking. The Ran has an eyes and akasha against the Ramban. He just doesn't understand what the Ramban is saying. The Ramban just told you that if not Lamanas Lach Zira, you pick up the Aveda Lamanas Lach Zira, so then Yush is not going to work because it's Yush Bishus Abayim. Yodo ki ara bailim, he's a shomer of the bailim, Yush b'shus doesn't work, it can't be mashal m'shem ovid, yeah? But what's the Ramban trying to answer? Ramban is trying to say, if not la menas la gozla, so then you violate all the different lavim and esim, lo sucha l'salim, and lo sigzal, and hashef t'shivin, and then even if you return it later, matanu ba'alma, who the yoyev la, the surah the avarav, you can't fix anything. You can't fix hashef t'shivin, you can't fix the isagesim. Why can't you fix them? Why is he nikne b'yush? Why is he nikne b'yush? The Ramban says, Aveda is different. Right? If the whole reason why Bisur Asul Yodai prevents you from being kona the Aveda b'yush is because Yodoki Arabailim and it's Yush Bishus Abailim, not Lamanas Lagozla. It's not Bishus Abailim. It's like Munachas Pekarka. You took it, but it's not Bishus Abailim because you're not a Shomer of the Abailim. You didn't take it Amanas Lachzira. If you took it Amanas Lagozla, then it's like it's Munachas Bekarka, it's not Bishus Abayim, then Yush can work. Which one says it? How can Yush work? The special Yush that we have Lagabe Aveda, the special that Abisu Asaliyode that we have Lagabe Aveda doesn't apply if not Lamanas Lagozla. But didn't the Gemara in Bava Kama tell us that maybe there's another than Abisu Asaliyode? Right? If we're going to paskin like the second part of the Gemara Bava Kama, that's what we keep on saying, that Gezel is Bisur Asliyah, that's why Yush Ben HaTorah is not going to be called. So, not Lamanas L'Gozla. So even if the first Din of Bisur Asliyah doesn't apply, Aveda is somehow special, the Din of Bisur Asliyah, there's a new Bisur Asliyah, that Yush Bishus doesn't work, but not Lamanas L'Gozla, that idea doesn't apply, but it's Bisur Asliyah anyway, because we just said that there's another Din of Bisur Asliyah. That if you take the object Be'isa Gezel, you take the object Be'gezel, then the Yush is not going to be Kona for you. That's what he did over here, he picked the Aveda up, Lamanas L'Gozla. So, why shouldn't he be able to be Mesakin the Chiyav HaShavah by returning it? That's the Ran's Kasha. That's the Ran's Kasha. I just don't get the Ramban. Ve'enza mechur ve'enai. The Rabba Gufe Omar beperek Meruba Gabi Yush Degzela de Kone Imid Araisa Imid Rabbonan Odilma Lo Dami Yela Aveda Aveda Yidduchi Asoy Liyodo Be'etera Avol Hai Kevin Debi Yisura Asoy Liyodo Mid Rabbonan Hu Delitni Mishim Takonas HaShavim. The Ran says the Maskona, the second side in the Sofik in the Gemara Bava Kama, is that if you got it Begezel it's Bisura Asliyode Alma de kula de aveda migzela ain't oela de behetera osiliade. The kula of aveda of migzela is because it's behetera osiliade. Avozusha not lamanas lagozlo, umetchila over alava esse da aveda gufa, vada de bisura soiliade. Umachaye bashavasa, o bashavas domea, de gzela gemura. Not lamanas lagozlo, okay, you can't call it bisura soiliade in the sense that. You can't say it's Yish Bershus. It's not Bershus because he didn't pick it up Amanas Lachzira. But he took it Begezel. So why is Aveda any different than Gezel? Now you took it Begezel. We say that Yish isn't Kone for a Gazlan. So Yish shouldn't be Kone for the one who finds the Aveda either if he took it Amanas Lagozla. So Vaita, why does the Gemara say that if not Amanas Lagozla and he gives it back after Yish, he's not going to accomplish anything? What's the Ramban talking about? The Ramban works very hard. He has step one and step two and step three. But he doesn't finish the job for the Ramban. I still don't understand the Pshat and the Gemara. The Ramban wants to say something different than Tosis, that you can't be Misak in the Yisak Zayl. You can't be Misak in Hashem Tashim. You're Kona Lagami B'Yish. Not Lamanas Lagozla. And then there's Yish. You're Kona Lagami B'Yish. What Pshat? Zot. Rav Meir Simcha. Meir Simcha is Chidushim Achas. Rav Chaim tells in his Shiurim. They suggest the following idea. The Ran missed the point of the Ramban. What does the Ramban mean? There's this new idea of Bisur Asliyadeh by Gezel. Aveda has its own Bisur Asliyadeh, but Gezel has a different Bisur Asliyadeh. You pick up an object by Gezel, it's Bisur Asliyadeh, and Yush is not going to work for you. What's that mean? What's the Isser? The Isser is not the Isser Gezel. That's not what it means. It means if you were the one who caused the Yush, the Torah doesn't allow you to be Kone with that Yush.
That's the Yisod.
The Yisod of the Ramban is that if you were goring the Yush, then the Torah doesn't allow you to be Kone with Yush. Yush is a Chiddush HaTorah. Chiddush HaTorah that you're able, the Torah is sort of matir at the moment of the Bailim. The Bailim weren't matir anything. They're mistalik, they're misyayish, and then suddenly the Torah allows other people to be Kone. Where's that coming from? The answer is the Torah says. The Torah is matir the moment of the Bailim. If the Bailim are misyayish from it. And they allow people to be kona. But the Torah is only going to allow you to be kona if you weren't the goring of that yush. If you were the goring of that yush, if you caused that yush to happen, if it was bisuras liyada, you were the cause of that yush, then the Torah doesn't give you that koach to be kona the yush. That's what bisuras liyada of Gazel means according to the Rambam. If that's the case, then everything falls into place beautifully. Rambam says the following: if you pick an aveda up, amanas lachzira, and then yush occurs, then yush is not going to be kona for you. Because that's yush b'shus. That's one type of bisuras liyada. You pick up an aveda, amanas lachzira, and then the Bailam and Messiah, it's not going to work, because that's Yish B'Shus, because Yodok Yod, and Bailam is a Shomer of the Bailam, it's not going to work. That's one extreme. The other extreme is a Gazlan, who picks up an object, and he steals it, and then there's Yish, which is not going to work. Bisuras Liyodek. Why? What's the problem?
Because of Yish.
It's nothing to do with an Isser Gezel. Rabban holds he caused the Yish, forget about it. If he weren't the cause of the Yush, then the Yush would help him. Why not? Well, why can't he be kind of a Yush? It's not Brishus Abayim. Yush is mashal in the shame of it. What could be the problem? Right? If it's not, if the Chayfetz is not Brishus Abayim, it's Nigzal, it's not Brishus Abayim, and Yush is mashal in the shame of it, so why shouldn't he be able to be kone? He can't be kone because he was going the Yush. He caused the Yush. And the Torah says if he caused the Yush, then he can't be kone. Dr. Ramban, what's the middle case? Aveda amanas lagozla. He says to Ramban, if you pick an aveda up amanas lagozla, and then the yish abaylin, the yish will work. You will be kona. Why? Because it's not brishus abaylin. When you picked it up, it wasn't brishus abaylin. Because you didn't pick it up amanas lagozla. So you're not yodoki abaylin. It's not brishus abaylin. So that b'yisuras liyodi doesn't kick in. Nor does the b'yisuras liyodi of Gezla kick in either. Because that b'yisuras liyodi means that you were garim the yish. But here you weren't garim the yish. The object is offered anyway. It's an Aveda. I didn't steal it from the Bailam. The Bailam would have been Messiahish anyway. So I didn't add anything to the situation. Just wait. If you wait patiently, there will be a Yush anyway. So the Bisuras and the Odi of Gezel, Zokhti Ramban, doesn't apply either. This Aveda has the coolest of both, says the Ramban. It's all here. Hach gzeila trei kule isla. Shegzeila hi vidin aveda yeshla liknos biyush lagami. What does Ramban mean? It's gzeila. So once it's gzeila, then it's not a yush bishus anymore. But din aveda yeshla liknos biyush lagami. What does it mean, din aveda? Din aveda yeshla, he wasn't the gorim of the yush. It's a state of being that the individual, the motzei, entered into. Right? He didn't cause the yish. Because he didn't cause the yish, it has the best of both worlds. And that's why the yish is going to be kona legamri. Once it's kona legamri, he can't be misakein lo sigzol, he can't be misakein hoshef teshivein, it's a matana ba'alma, because it's his. None of the problems of bisura asaliyade apply in this case. Not the bisura asaliyade of aveda manaslach zira, because he's not Yodok Yad Bailam, he's not Bishus Abailam, he doesn't want to be the Shomer of the Bailam initially, so that Bisura Asliyadi doesn't apply, nor does the Bisura Asliyadi of Gezel apply either. Because that din is not that if you picked up Issa Gezel, you have a Chiba Shava, Bisura Asliyadi, Yush is not going to work. No, that din is that if you were guarding the Yush can't work for you. But here, he wasn't guarding the Yush. It's Ovid anyway. So because he wasn't guarding the Yush, it's not Bisura Asliyadi, and that's why if there is Yush afterwards, then he'll be able to be called.
Would it be the same din with the case where it's an Alexella? Let's say it's a different object where a person might not have the Yesha quickly, and then let's say the guy picks up Amas like Gazla, and then you know, 3 days later he hears the guy say, oh, the guy has the Yesha on his thing. And it's because he hadn't turned it already, so then he would be going to the Yesha.
No, it doesn't matter, because it's only a matter of time. It's only amount of time, right? If the Bailam hadn't heard of it, so then they would have been Messiahish, so that he wasn't the Garm of the Yesha. Meir Simcha wants to say that based on this, we can explain another Shita. We keep on mentioning that even if Yush is not kona for a gazlan, but Yush and Shini Rishus can be kona for a gazlan. Right? If he sells the Geneva to someone else, Lokeach can be kona for Yush and Shini Rishus. Because the Yush occurs before the Shini Rishus, before the Kenyan. So now that he has the Kenyan, then he's able to be kona. So we explained last time that that's based on the idea that the Shini Rishus removes the Chiyav HaShava. So it removes the Chiyav HaShava, then the Yush is able to be kona. right? Then the yush is going to be able to be kone. Does it matter what order the yush and shini rishus occur? Right, the shini rishus removes the chiv hashava. It doesn't remove the chiv hashava. It's that the kone doesn't have a chiv hashava. Right, there is no chiv hashava klapei him. So once there's no chiv hashava klapei him, right, then the yush is going to be able to be kone. He never had a chiv hashava from the beginning. So if he never had a chiv hashava from the beginning, then the yush is going to be able to be kone. Does it matter what order they come in? Let's say the shini rishus occurred before. Let's say the shini rishus occurred before the yush. Can he be counted by yush and shini rishus, or by shini rishus and yush? Does it work? So most rishonim say no. The yush has to occur before, because if the yush doesn't occur before, then what's happening? The lokeach buys the object from the gaslan. Let's say, right. So what do we normally say? Ma mocha rishon l'sheni kozcha shetaru yada. The rishon sells to the sheni everything he has, all of his chuyos, all his chiyuvim. So if the gazlan has a chiyuv hashava and then he sells the object to another individual, so then he's koned the object, he's koned the chiyuv hashava. He gets everything from the gazlan. He gets the good, the bad, and the ugly. He gets everything. So if the yush didn't occur, then the sheni rishus is not going to help him. He already was nischayev hashava, according to Tosfos Bava Kama, right? So if then the yush mistam is not going to work. So it must be a case where there was a yush before him. Then he has a shini rishus. He never was nischayev hashava, so the yush can be kone for the lokeach. That's the posh of shad in yush and shini rishus. That you need the yush first, so that he'll never be nischayev hashava. Then he acquires it, so he's kone be yush b'shini rishus. Who disagrees? Who says that the shini rishus can come first? Rambam. Rambam, both in Hilchos Geneva. Just in case you missed it, in Hilchas Gezeila as well. He says that the Shini Rishus can come first. It doesn't matter if he's Mocha first, Mocha after, doesn't matter. That's what I'm talking about. If the Shini Rishus comes first, Kfar Nischaya B'Hashava, he's Kona, it's not a good thing, but he gets the Chiyav Hashava from the Gazlan. So he gets the Chiyav Hashava from the Gazlan, Kfar Nischaya B'Hashava, how is the Yush going to help him afterwards? What's the Rambam talking about? The Rambam's conception of Bisuras Liyadi must be different. The Rambam doesn't say Bisuras Liyadi means whenever he's Nischayev Hashava, the Yush is not going to work. No, the Rambam says, what does it matter? The Yush removes the Chiyav Hashava completely. What does it matter? What's the problem? The problem is if you're the Gorim of the Yush, the Torah doesn't allow the Yush to help you. If you were Gorim the Yush, you're the force, you're the factor that caused this Yush, then the Torah doesn't allow the Yush to work for you. Says the Rambam, if I'm not the Gazlan, I didn't cause the Yush. The Yush would have occurred anyway. Just give it time. The Yush would have occurred anyway. So I'm acquiring it from the Gazlan, so what? I'm not making the Yush occur any sooner. It would have happened anyway. So if I'm not the Gorim of the Yush, it's not the Yisuras L'Yadei, then I can become the Yush. I can become the Yush. That's why the Rambam says, even if the Shini Rishus occurs beforehand, the Lokeach can become the Yush. I, Kfar Nischayev Hashava, it doesn't matter. Yush is mesalek the chiyav hashava, says the Rambam. The problem is, if you're the gorim of the yush, forget about it. If you're the gorim of the yush, the Torah doesn't allow you to be kind of a yush. The lokeach is never a gorim of the yush. It's the gazlan who's the gorim of the yush. So if the gazlan is the gorim of the yush, then only he can't be kind of a yush. Right? Lokeach can be kind of a yush because he wasn't the gorim. So even if the Shini Rishus occurred before the Yush, the Lokeach will be able to be Kona B'Yush. Okay? Nochamo, so first of all, this Yisod, that Yisuras L'Yadi, the Gezel, means that you are guarding the Yush, that's why the Yush is not going to work for you. First of all, it can explain that not La'Aveda Manas L'Gozla, you can be Kona B'Yush L'Gamri, and then even if he's machzir, it's just a matona, the amahu de yoevle, he's not going to be misakein, lo sigzol, and hashif teshivim. Why? Because since he wasn't the gorim, the aveda's munachas bekarka, the balan would have been misyash anyway, then the yush can work for the motze, even though he had kavonas gzela, but he wasn't the gorim of the yush, so therefore the yush can work for him. Secondly, it can explain the yisod of the Rambam. The yisod of the Rambam, that shini rishus can happen before the yush, the lokeach can be kona b'shini rishus, although he was nischayev hashava beforehand, right? He was already Nischaya Bashava, because he wasn't the Garm of the Yish. The Gazlan was the Garm of the Yish, so therefore the Yish can work for him. And finally, this Yisod, the Ramban, Yisod of the Ramban, the Bisuras of the other by Gezel means that if you were the Garm of the Yish can't work for you. That can explain our Sugya as well. The question we started with is the Ritva and the Rashba seem to hold that by Gezel Akum, that even by Gezel Akum, Yish is not going to be corner for the Gazlan. That's what we were saying against Rashi and the Shulchan Divar. So we asked, what's the pshat? There's no chiyav hashava by Gezel Akum, so then why shouldn't Yish be able to be kona for the Gazlan? So we said that maybe the Rashba and the Ritva just say Pasha that there is a chiyav hashava by Gezel Akum. So the same as Gezel Yisroa, once you have an Issa Gezel by Akum too, then it functions the same way, it has a chiyav hashava. So because it has a chiyav hashava, it's fine, it's chiyav hashava, Yisura Saliyadei. So therefore, the Yish is not going to help to be kona for the Gazlan. That's what we wanted to suggest, like the Rambam holds that there is a chiyav hashava by Gezel Akum too. Maybe that's what the Rashba and the Ritva hold. That's why they say that Yish is not going to be kona for the Gazlan. But based on the Rambam, we can explain the Rashba and the Ritva differently. That maybe they agree fundamentally to the Arsamech and the Sidus. They hold it really is no chiyav hashava by Gazlan, by Gezel Akum. No chiyav hashava by Gezel Akum. There's no chiyav hashava by Gezel Akum. So then why can't Yish be kona for the Gazlan? Why can't Yish be kona for the Gazlan? Why would Rav Huna be concerned for the Avankari even if it would be Gezel Akum? The answer is it can't be kona even by Gezel Akum because Bisura Sliyali has nothing to do with the Chiyav HaShava. It's the Yisod. The Ramban is saying Bisura Sliyali has nothing to do with Pranas Chayav HaShava. Yish could still remove the Chiyav HaShava. Right? Even if Pranas Chayav HaShava, when Yish comes, the whole Chiyav HaShava falls away. What does Bisuras Liyada by Gezel mean? That if you will go in the Yush, it can't work for you. That's what the phrase means. It's not that Kvarnas Chayav HaShava. It's that if you will go in the Yush, the Torah is never going to let Yush be kona for you. So in the case of Gezel Akum, albeit it's not Gezel Yisro, but you will go in the Yush. You will go in the Yush. There's really no difference between Gezel Akum and Gezel Yisro. You want to talk about is there a chiyav hashava or not? So you can say, well, the gzeras hakosu beishus gzeras hagozel is written by Yisrael. Not, but if you tell me that really there is a chiyav hashava by Gezel Akum, right? There's no chiyav hashava by Gezel Akum. Even if you'll tell me there's no chiyav hashava by Gezel Akum, but the fact is, if I was goring the yush, so the Torah will say that you have no right to be kona be yush. So maybe that's what the Rashba and the Ritva say, that even if Gezel Akum, right? Even if there's no chiyav hashava by Gezel Akum, it's different. Why is it different? Because it's not possible. Right? Ve'eshivas ha'gzeh ha'shagozel doesn't apply to Gezel Akum. But that doesn't matter. The fact is, the Gazlan is always the gorim of the Yush. So once he's gorim the Yush, then the Torah is not going to enable him, not going to allow him to be kona b'yush. It doesn't make any sense, Mesmara, that the gorim of the Yush should be able to be kona b'yush. So for the same reason that sometimes, for the same reason why Yush will be able to be Kone in certain cases, like Shini Rishus before the Yush, right? Sometimes Yush is more powerful. Not Amanas Lagozla, you pick the Aveda up Amanas Lagozla, then you can be Kone. Because you don't have the Yush Rishus, and you're not the Gorim of the Yush. In that case, Lokech is not the Gorim of the Yish. Just like if you're not the Gorim of the Yish, you will be able to be Kona B'Yish even though Pranas Chayav HaShava. Right? By the same token, in our Sugya, since the person cutting off the Hadassim from the Karka of the Goy is the Gorim of the Yish, he is a Gazlan, he is the Gorim of the Yish. So even if all the rules of Gezel Akum do not necessarily follow Gezel Yisrael, maybe there is no Chayav HaShava, that doesn't matter. If you're the Garm of the Yush, Bisuras Liyali tells me that you don't have a right to be Kona with that Yush. So maybe that's what the Rashba and the Ritva hold, that the problem is even if it's Gezel Akum, since the Gazlan is the Garm of the Yush is not going to be able to be Kona for the Gazlan.